This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and we're going to be chatting with Michelle Sahofsky. She's the Executive Director for Artists Creating Together, or ACT for short. We're going to be chatting about their Raise Your Hand for ACT auction happening November 15th at 5 p.m. at GOE Center. How are you doing today, Michelle?
Great. Thanks for having me on, Paul.
You betcha. So you recently rebranded the organization as Artists Creating Together, or ACT for short. I know that many knew you as a very special arts VSA. For those who may not be familiar with the organization, what's the mission?
We are a nonprofit organization in our community that provides art programming and opportunities to people with disabilities. We serve about 8,500 children, youth, and adults each year through our programs.
And how can folks get involved in ACT?
We have a lot of opportunities for people to get involved. We are always looking for volunteers who can help with classes or fundraising events like we have up on November 15th and all sorts of ways. If people are interested in more information, the easiest way to learn about us is to go to our website at www.artistscreatingtogether.org, or you can also find us on Facebook at Artists Creating Together.
Now, for parents who want to get their children involved, is there an age range?
There isn't an age range. We actually serve people of all ages. So
okay.
Our youngest is 2, and our oldest goes up another 60s.
Okay.
So we have programs for everybody. A lot of our regular programs are for young adults, and those include classes that we run in our offices on Mondays and Tuesdays, and so somebody can learn about that by going to our website. A lot of our youth programs are in collaboration with the school, so if you have a child that you're interested in getting involved, I'd say talk to your teacher and see if maybe they already are, or have the teacher contact us.
Okay. Now, as I mentioned, we have you've got the fundraiser coming up, Raise Your Hand for ACT auction, and that's on November 15th at GOE Center at 5 p.m. And can you tell me a bit about what's planned for that?
Yes, that should be a really fun night. It is our largest fundraiser of the year, and we will have, actually, one of the things I'm really excited about is we are going to have a community paint-in going on.
Cool.
So we will actually have an artist who will be painting live during the silent auction, and guests will actually get to come and help paint the canvas that will be one of the items in the live auction. So that's a really fun way to get your hands involved. And at the beginning of the event, we'll be having a strolling cocktail dinner and a silent auction, which will be running the first about 2 hours of the evening. And then we'll roll into a little program, and we actually have our action drummers who are coming to perform. And then we'll end with a live auction with some pretty fun surprises.
Now, how much are tickets, and how can people get them?
Tickets are $75 a person, and that does include the cost of dinner. And then you can get them by either going to our website. We also have a page on payitsquare.com, and you can buy your tickets online that way as well.
Now, in addition to the artists from the ACT programs who will have some of their art for auction, you're going to have other artists who have their art for auction. Who are some of the other local artists who are going to be participating?
Yes, we have a variety of artists that are participating. Some people you may know, like Lane Cooper, who is a person who does sculptures, and he was actually an art prize a couple of weeks ago. We have Chris Stoffel Overvorty will have a piece in our auction, and a lot of people are very familiar with his paintings. We have a variety. Mary Sebastian is another artist that a lot of people may know who will have a piece in our live auction. So it's a variety of two-dimensional, so paintings and watercolors and those types of things, as well as three-dimensional pieces like sculptures and other three-dimensional pieces. We also have a variety of items that aren't artwork that will be in the auction as well.
Okay. And what are some of those items that will be up for auction?
Well, of course, there's a variety of gift certificates and things like that, but probably the biggest fun thing that we have that'll be in the live auction is we actually have a 1998 Harley-Davidson Fatboy motorcycle.
Cool.
Yeah, so anybody who is ready for spring already and wants to get out and ride, this might be your great opportunity to look at joining the Harley culture.
Very nice. So in addition for folks coming out to the fundraiser on the 15th, what are some other ways folks can get involved and help support ACT?
You know what? We have so many ways that people get involved. We have obviously volunteer opportunities. We have classes that are running in our offices every single day, and we do need helpers who will come and work alongside artists. If you are an artist and are interested in teaching, we have opportunities for artists to teach with us as well. And then we also have a wish list that is on our website that if somebody would like to make an in-kind donation, we're always looking for art supplies and we always laugh. There are things that we go through really fast, like paper towels and crayons. So, okay. You know, there's always needs there.
And what's that website address again for folks, Michelle?
Our website is www.artistcreatingtogether.org.
This is Paul Jendraziak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Michelle Sahofsky from Artists Creating Together, and we've been chatting about their November 15th Raise Your Hand for Act auction. That's going to be at Gowie Center at 5 p.m. November 15th. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Paul.
Absolutely.